RNZ National is 2021 and time for the first critter of the week for the year. Nicola Tookie from the Department of Conservation joins me now. Hi.
Ahiahi marie.
Thank you for sending me lovely photos of your summer holidays. Looks like you've been having a high old time.
And I'm still on it. I'm still on the summer holiday. You just count yourself lucky that I actually enjoy doing critter so much.
Roped back in for your broadcasting obligations.
That's right, but I'm not bothered because I'm going camping again this afternoon. So small window of opportunity. But yes, you're right. We've had an absolute ripper of a summer holiday touring around. We went down to the Catlins because I've still got family down there.
Yeah.
And we just had to have beautiful weather down there. Dolphins, Curio Bay, and we went bodyboarding and it was a good time. And then we shot across to Tiano and caught up with some mates of mine. Actually, how's this for a busman's holiday?
Mm-hmm.
So we arrived at the campground in Tiano, which was awesome, put up the wee pop top, and I said to Chris, look, we better go around and pop around and say g'day to John Vaughan, to our mates, you know, and they got two little boys about the same age as Hunter, and he's like, oh, really? We just got here. And I got around there, and my mate Joe works for Doc down in Tiano, and she was like, can you come batting with me tonight? I was like, what? She's like, oh, we're just short some people and, you know, and so if you come, it'll be great. You've done batting before. So I ditched the husband and the wee boy at the campsite and found myself bush bashing up a ridiculous hill in what felt ridiculous. To be fair, it was only a 20-minute walk, but it felt like it was a vertical 20-minute walk in the Exington Valley, doing monitoring of short-tailed bats. And we sat up there. I think I got home back to the campsite at 2 in the morning, and I thought only I could go on holiday and on day one get roped into them and, you know, taking bats out and measuring them.
You had some success finding them then?
We did, although I would say I don't think I'll be invited back to do batting. So all the love in the world for the very hard-working Doc Tiano team, but I think there was far too much laughing and noise on the side of the hill to properly catch as many bats as they usually catch. I think that will be my one and only opportunity to go and volunteer with their team, but it was it's really cool. But you know when you're tired and it's late and you get the giggles, and so I was with my friend Joe, but a couple of ex-doc colleagues that I hadn't seen for about 10 or 15 years, and so it was like a chook house. It was just four women sitting on the side of the hill giggling into the night, and the bats weren't having a bar of it. They basically didn't want to come out of their roost site.
I'm so glad you've been having a decent break and, as you say, a bit of a coachman's holiday, but that's what you love as well. It's a hobby as well as a job for you, isn't it?
Totally. And a passion and the rest. And the other thing was the hubby had never been to Milford. So we took a boat tour out to, you know, the boat cruise out on Milford Sound and learnt all the things about Milford and how amazing it is. And then we were joined by this sort of semi-resident pod of bottlenose dolphins that kind of hang out in and around Milford. We were joined by them as we got to the kind of sea end of Milford Sound.
Yeah.
It was an incredible trip out there. And then they basically followed the boat all the way back into Bowen Falls, which is pretty much where you pick up, like where you get to the jetty again. So I was in seventh heaven then.
Yeah.
Very odd though. So the last time I drove that Milford Road, it's been wall-to-wall camper vans and buses coming across from Queenstown and stuff. So while the boats were all relatively busy, we didn't quite have that crazy kind of, you know, nose-to-tail traffic.
And plenty of Kiwi accents on the boat.
Yeah, that's right. And it was just lovely to see everyone actually just out and about enjoying the country and,
me too.
I kept saying to Hunter, like, we stopped after we got off the boat and we did some fishing for spotties off the wharf nearby, and we did, just kind of all that holiday stuff. And it's funny when you're with kids because they don't really get it, do they? And so I was like, kept saying to Hunter, you know, people travel from all over the world to come to this place. This is the most, wow, look at this place. And all he wanted to do was have, like, sword stick fights.
I know. Yeah. Totally wasted on them, eh? Look around you. Look at the nature.
Look at it. Enjoy it.
And it's part of being a Kiwi kid is just to go off and do your own thing for a bit, and then suddenly you hit a certain age and you're like, holy smoke, this is actually really special. But you can't force someone to
totally.
Do it. Yeah. Plus, when you grow up with this sort of stuff, you think it's normal. You think it's normal to be out in the water all the time and to be wandering through lush native bush, and you know what I mean?
Oh, totally. Oh, yeah. And then actually, so then the next thing that happened, while I'm sort of having the informed
reminiscence. If you've just tuned in, this is a Jesse and Nicola's holiday catch up.
Always forget there are people listening. Sorry, New Zealand. I kind of last day there, I said to Chris, because we're not super adventurous, but we like getting out and having a look around, but we're not hanging off the mountains and doing all that stuff. And I said to Chris, oh, look, I think my mates are going to turn up again. But, you know, we were just mooching around the camp, reading all the library books, having a good time. And then I said, but if they turn up, we'll just say, no, we're quite happy here. But they turned up, managed to convince us to join them, and we rafted down one of the local rivers, just gently coasting down the river.
Wow.
Halfway along, found a rope swing, all the kids jumping off the rope. I fell off the rope swing. I just kind of slipped off it, couldn't really hold myself. So I had visions of being like Tarzan. They didn't quite work out. So it kind of, it's one of those holidays where you pack what feels like 3 weeks into 4 days, and it was just absolutely beautiful.
Oh,
we really
awesome.
Cracked it with the weather.
Well, you've got some work to do now, because you're going to be introducing New Zealand to Usnea lichens.
Usnea lichens. Saw a few of these. So these are beard lichens, also known as tree dandruff, or women's long hair, or angi angi. So, which means to sort of float, to fit like angi angi, tends to mean like thin floating kind of gentle breeze. And these are the kind of the green tangly lichen kind of that hangs down from trees. And if you've ever been in a forest described as a goblin forest, then you'll know what I'm talking about. Now, what I'm fascinated about with lichens is they are a mashup of two different types of things. So they're basically the final product of a symbiotic relationship with fungi. So they have algae connected with fungi. Algae do all the work, so they're doing the photosynthesis kind of element. And the fungi is the structural bit that creates the, you know, the physical presence, if you like, of the lichen. But, you know, the fact that all of a sudden you can create a thing by mashing two things together and it's its own living thing just kind of a little bit blows my mind.
Yeah, they're very cool to look at as well. You can see a picture on our website, rnz.co.nz/Jesse, and they do sort of look like an old man's beard hanging off a tree, right?
Yeah, totally. And, you know, this sort of, I don't know about you, but I've always got a soft spot for, you know, when you see like an old fence post, maybe on an old sheep paddock somewhere, you see all the different kind of lichens attached. I love that. But for the most part, we don't notice lichens. They cover up to 70% of the Earth's surface, and we think there might be up to 24,000 species of lichen around the world, and New Zealand has about 10% of those in our beautiful country. I don't know if you remember, but last year there was a headline about lichens in about August 2019 actually, and it was sexy pavement lichen. And it was there was a particular type of crusty lichen that had been packaged up and sold as a Chinese remedy for like a kind of natural Viagra. It's this hilarious kind of commentary from the botanist saying, you know, please don't lick the sexy pavement lichen. It's probably not going to be very good for you in the long run.
But this one has some sort of medicinal application as well, though you want to be a bit careful before you lick it.
Yeah, that's right. You want to be careful before you lick anything in the nature, but it has always been used, particularly by, you know, especially by Māori or Rongoā, so medical use of plants. So the ways that it has been used, and we think it's been used medicinally for a good more than 1,000 years, it contains, so Usnea lichens contain usnic acid. And what that means is it's a compound that might protect the lichen against, you know, the adverse effects of sunlight, and might also deter grazing animals. It can can cause severe liver toxicity in humans when ingested, because you just don't know what strength of dosage that you're getting. So again, don't go and lick the nature. And if you, particularly if you're on anticoagulants, because it can actually make your blood even thinner. But Usnea has been used as a sterile kind of gauze for open wounds, because it's got antibiotic properties. So it can be quite effective against gram-positive bacteria. So that's like Staphylococcus kind of type bacteria. But
And
you can't.
there is some Western science behind that as well, as if the sort of traditional knowledge isn't enough for you.
Yeah, that's right. So it you have to be careful though, because it can cause allergic reactions. Must be time for me to go camping again. But yeah, I mean, it's often things that happen in the not Western world is because they've been tried and tested over a really long time. And Māori basically use them for things like nappies for babies and sanitary pads, and basically those were really effective. It was really effective for those because, you know, the Western science now shows that uzmic acid has really strong antiseptic properties and helps prevent skin irritations and rashes. And obviously, you don't want anything that's going to cause rashes when you're applying it down there. The challenge for lichens, though, for those of us city dwellers, and there's 87% of us in the country, we probably don't see so many of these types of lichens anymore. They're really sensitive to air pollution. And so you don't tend to see them on city trees. And then humans can, if humans take too much of it, particularly for the threatened species, and there's a couple of bearded lichens that are quite threatened in New Zealand, they grow really, really slowly, much like everything down in this temperate climate. So it could take months or years for them to regrow.
And also some of those introduced mammals can be a bit of a pain for them as well.
Yeah, that's right. So browsing herbivores, and you know, there are certainly plenty of them around for those of you who've been out and about. So we've had deer and goats and all sorts of things we've been spotting from the car on our journey around the South Island. Yeah, they tend to eat it as
Yeah,
well. So
I saw my first mustelid ever in real life over the holiday, and it was just in the middle of the day, and honestly, it was so fast. I was walking up a driveway up north, and it just darted out, saw me, and darted in all within about 1 second. But it was this unmistakable, long, sort of coppery body.
And could you tell if it was a stoat or a weasel from the speed with which it was roaring around the
I don't
campsite?
know. It was quite small, I'll tell you that much. It was only sort of maybe rat size. What is it more likely to be?
Hard to tell. Weasels tend to be smaller, but the ultimate way you can tell the difference between a stoat and a weasel, apart from the fact that the weasels are weaselly
Here we
distinguished
go.
and the stoats are stoatally different. Oh, I've done that before. Is the stoats have a little black tuft on their tail, and the weasels do not.
Way too fast for
So
me to
they
see a moving tuft. But yes, it
they
was something
do
nasty.
operate quickly, don't they? Like I had one place its front paws on my boot years ago when I was helping out search dogs in Dunedin, helping out basically mean go and hide in the bush and sit by a tree. So I thought, okay, I can do that. And I had a stoat come up, and by the time I had thought to boot it, it was about 200 meters away. It was gone. It was so fast.
Just back to this lichen, have they ever tried to sort of capture its properties and turn it into something a bit more sort of formally medicinal?
Yeah, so I know that I think about 20 years ago now, Nigel Perry in Dunedin was working for Plant and Food, and he examined 69 species of New Zealand lichens and found that they were rich in antibiotic, antiviral, cytotoxic, protective secondary compounds. But because the lichens are so slow to grow, it's almost, I suppose, it's sort of financially unviable to do anything with them. And, you know, if you need it tomorrow and you've got to wait 3 years for it to grow, that's probably not going to be particularly
Like
sustainable.
looking into the medicinal properties of glaciers.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. Well,
So, but I think
I encourage everyone to go check out the photo of this tree dandruff on our website, rnz.co.nz/Jessie. Ungi Ungi is a much nicer name for it. And how are you going to rate its attractiveness on a scale of 1 to 10?
I reckon it's a five. I think it's a beautiful thing. It looks like I guarantee Peter Jackson used it in those movies. And it just kind of looks like something you'd expect to see on the big screen and maybe turning into a live thing that might capture you. Or maybe I've been watching too much Harry Potter with the wee fella.
Enjoy the rest of your holiday, and thanks so much for doing this with us tonight.
No worries. I'm back to the caravan. Have a good one, Jessie.